All right, so the universe worked its magic this morning, this very morning. It's too long a story for us to totally go into because I don't want to take away from Jordan's time. But this morning I saw something on my Twitter feed, and it just, I thought it was the greatest. A guy and his nine-year-old son were going to do a podcast with Jay Billis, who everybody around here knows I know really well. And I just thought, what an incredible idea during the quarantine to be doing this with your son for kids that love sports. Mm-hmm. So I followed him. We sent a little message to each other. I said, I'd love to have you on. Well, little did I know, Sean saw the same thing. And not a minute later, unbeknownst to me, said, we're having Jordan Brenner on the show.
He almost
today.
Got double booked for the same show.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And he's with us now. It says in his Twitter bio, writer, editor, content strategist. Jimmy, you need to talk to him because we need help with content. I'm just telling you.
Strategizing.
Strategizing. This is just such a great story. Jordan, thanks for being with us, and we really appreciate it. This is awesome.
Thanks, guys. And if we're really all on the same wavelength, you've already sent me some barbecue to get me through the next game.
Got some Kentucky barbecue? Oh, you a fan of the mutton?
I'm send me whatever you got.
Okay. You want to send you some bourbon with that too?
Oh, I mean.
Okay. All right. Stupid question. Yeah.
That's a given.
Mutton and bourbon.
All right. Explain to us. We'll talk about because we're talking to you now and you've already spoken with Jay. Tell us how the idea of this came about in your house.
Yeah, so I'm a sports journalist. I'm currently contributing to The Athletic. I was with ESPN most of my career.
Yep.
Was sitting at home one night early in quarantine life, and I said to my wife, you know, there's really no sports going on, so I don't really have anything to write about right now. And I just kept thinking about, you know, I was thinking about my son's Little League season was supposed to start.
Oh.
I'd been looking forward to coaching. And I was just, you know, their schools were closed. You know, we're here in New York. It's really in the suburbs of the city. It's been a really bad place to be. And I just kept thinking about the way my son Eli and his friends are missing each other, missing school, missing playing sports, and missing watching sports on TV, and how hard a time this is. And I just thought, gosh, is there something we can do to bring a little joy to a few more kids' lives? And I thought, hey, maybe I'll do a show like a live show on a streaming site and about sports for kids. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to do the show, why don't I co-host it with Eli? So my nine-year-old son and I launched a streaming show.
This is the fourth one that you've done?
The fourth one. We've been so lucky. You know, one of the things we're sort of missing is people are fighting about when to reopen the country, when to do this, or when to do that. We're seeing a lot of the best in society in a lot of people who are really reaching out and finding ways to connect to others. And we've been so fortunate that there are so many people in the sports world who, A, love kids, and B, have time on their hands now and want to do things, little things to help. So we've had Steve Kerr, John Shire, Cody Zeller, and now Jay Billis, and we've got Chinne Ogwumike.
Yes, that's a hard one. She has a hard name, but that was good.
I've got to be better. Okay, she's coming up later this week, and we got some more planned for the future. So it's just been, you know, considering we're not asking them to come on. You know, it was much easier when I was trying to get people for articles I was writing at ESPN. We're asking them to come on a Twitch feed with God knows how many people watching right now. But look, the more people we get, the more the word spreads, the more we hopefully develop an audience. But it's just been out of the goodness of their hearts, and we're so appreciative.
Well, I can tell you that this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, I know in a second people that I could call that would go, are you kidding? When can I do? Can I do it? Not do I have to do it?
Yeah, you're going to end up with a guest wait list, especially going 4 for 4 like you have. I mean, come on.
No, this is going
to
be...
Needs to shoot for Rex.
Well, it's fun. And look, I really hope we can just get the word out to more parents and kids because, you know, the fun part of this is for me is, you know, we do it live so that kids can ask questions live.
Right.
So Eli and I prepare. Actually, there's two great parts of this. One is, I mean, how fun is it to prepare for a show with my 9-year-old and just give him do something he would never ordinarily have the opportunity to do, and he's blown me away with just how comfortable he is, way more than I was at that age or like at this age. And then the second part is it's really fun to open it up to questions to people on the live chat. And I'm not super technologically savvy. I've learned enough to make this thing go, but just letting kids from all over ask questions of people in the sports world. I mean, when we were kids, we would have died for that opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope it's making people a little happier.
Well, here's something, and I'm going to give you a call later on today because I already have a couple ideas about this. But I can just tell you, my kids are 16 and 13 now, and thinking back to when they were 9, I mean, both of them, I'm the biggest sap in the world, and I'm sitting here thinking about you being able to do this with Eli, and it's just, it's tearing me up inside. It makes me, I'm serious. This is like the greatest thing. It's just so great.
Well, I'm psyched. And look, at the very least, we're going to have some pretty cool family videos for
generations.
No, look, I really am hoping that this can sort of become, a very 2020 type of project where I've already met a whole bunch of really cool people just through social media since I started doing this who, like, reached out and said, hey, here's some ideas. Here's how I can help. Here's who I know.
Right.
And, you know, my hope is that just word of mouth among parents, among kids, as we sort of continue to all figure out together as a community how to make this cooler. Who do we want to hear? What do we want to talk about? Like, as a sports parent, like, it's great because I get to bring up stuff that we talk about at the bar, like, you know, during Little League season as parents, right? Like,
right.
Specialization, you know, should my kid be playing on this travel team?
And no is the answer to that. I can give you an answer.
But now, you know, or like if I'm yelling at my kid, but if I'm like, come on, you want to be better at this, you have to go outside and play. Well, now Steve Kerr is telling him to go dribble basketball. Not
There you go.
It's harder to ignore that advice.
I'll even do it if Steve Kerr says to do it.
Exactly.
Is there anything else? This is fantastic. Are you working on anything else just to write?
So I've kind of taken this time to take a little break. My wife is still working hard from home.
Yeah.
And my two kids are not in school, so I've kind of taken on the. I have the ability and the luxury to kind of take a step back from writing for this time period. So I'm doing the homeschooling and I'm doing PE when it's nice enough to go outside and the rest. So this is sort of my little bit of a break. But, I've got ideas percolating and things I wish I could write if we had a little more time. But right now this has sort of been my focus.
Here's my question to you. How are you doing with the homeschooling thing? If you're involved in math, how old is your other child?
She's 5, so I've got a kindergartner and a third
grader.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, we'll see. And Eli is 9, so he's in what grade now?
He's in third grade.
Yeah, well, when Lee was in third grade, I couldn't help him with his math homework. I'm just saying. I didn't know how to do it.
You're like, subtraction? Only addition. That's all I got.
But how are you doing with that? You haven't had any problems with the homeschooling?
Well, first of all, even when I know how to do it, now they have all these new techniques.
That's right.
And how to do it.
That's what I mean.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
I've always had a massive amount of respect for teachers and said, you know, gosh, we should pay them more. Mm-hmm. I've never had more respect for teachers than I do right now.
All of us.
It is wild. It is, you know, just trying to figure out how to keep my kid engaged and calm and not get frustrated with me when I'm trying to teach him something. And although I will tell you this, if you've ever watched a Zoom call with 18 third graders, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, my fiance is a kindergarten teacher, and she had to do
Jimmy
that yesterday, and it chaos. Absolutely chaos.
My daughter's kindergarten teacher had them, you can pass this along to your fiance, had them make cut out a hand to raise.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they're not all talking. Ooh, that's a good idea.
That's
they're
a good
all
idea.
On mute. They're mute. And when they want to say something, they hold up the paper hand.
There you go.
I'll take that, and I will give you credit. I appreciate that, and she does too.
All right. We're we're out of time, but we will be checking back in with you and catching up as you go along with this, and so we can all be part of this ride with you and Eli. And this is so great. This has made me really happy today, and I'll give you a call a little bit later on and do some brainstorming with you.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks. And if anyone wants to sort of follow along just for updates on when we have our next guest, when we're live, where the archive shows are, easiest place to follow me is on Twitter,
yep.
at Jordan Brenner.
Yep. And we'll keep talking about that, too.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Cool. Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks so much, guys.
That's
so
all right.
Reach out.
Say hi to Eli for us.
We will. We will. He's the star.
Okay. See ya.